In the sixth Aliyah, Parashat Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to describe the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. And he tells us, Ki aret asher tava sham lerishta, the land of Israel that you're about to come inherit, look Eretz Mitzrayim, yesher etzetim sham. It's not the same as Eretz Mitzrayim. And what's the difference between both countries? In Eretz Mitzrayim, Moshe says, asher tizra et zaracha, the way you plant your seeds, v'ishkita v'raglecha, the way you water your fields, you use raglecha, you use your leg, your foot. What does that mean exactly, that you water the land with your feet? So Rashi explains, Eretz Mitzrayim etatzecha lavi mayim minilus b'raglecha. Rashi explains that using your legs, using your feet to water means to go down to the Nile, draw the water, and pour the water over your field. There's another way of looking at it, and saying that the water that came from the Nile sometimes came through small canals, these water systems that used to bring the water straight to the fields through a very sophisticated canal system, in which case every day you would get a share of the water, and the water would be blocked by the little dams, that the way to move the water from canal to canal would be to push open with your foot, literally with your foot you would push open the block that would block the canal from bringing the water to your field. And maybe that's a shot, but according to what we just said now, the idea is that the source of the water to water your fields in Egypt is the Nile. And Eretz Yisrael, ve'aretz asher atem overim shama lerishta, eretz harim uvkaot, limtar hashamayim tishtei mayim. In Eretz Yisrael, the source of the water is matar hashamayim, is the rain coming from heaven. What kind of salesman is Moshe Rabbeinu? If he's coming to try to convince the Jewish people that Eretz Yisrael is a better land than Eretz Mitzrayim, I don't think he's doing such a good job. Eretz Mitzrayim is a much safer place. The water coming from the Nile is a safe guarantee of a source of water. While in Eretz Yisrael, who knows what's going to happen? A farmer has no idea. What is this year going to be, a good year, a bad year? He has to look to the skies and hope and pray that it rains. While in Mitzrayim, it's a sure thing that there's water coming from the Nile. Why is it so better to live in Eretz Yisrael, according to this, than living in Egypt? The answer, of course, is that on a materialistic level, maybe really Mitzrayim is an easier land to live in. A farmer in Mitzrayim needs not to worry about the source of water. In Eretz Yisrael, though, the farmer depends upon Kadosh Baruch Hu. The relation with Kadosh Baruch Hu is one that can be scary. No one knows what the future will bring. But on the other hand, only in Eretz Yisrael can the Jewish people living in the land feel a direct relationship between them and Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we do good, it rains. And when we do not do good, it does not rain. We feel right away the connection between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. It can be very scary sometimes and a very difficult way of living. But on the other hand, the sachar, the reward for such a relationship of being close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the unique side of Eretz Yisrael. And the next pasuk says it all. Eretz asher Hashem lokecha dorish otah tamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here in Eretz Yisrael. He is close to us here in Eretz Yisrael, while in Eretz Mitzrayim, he is not.